you, kiddos. We'll see you later, okay? Good to see you. Thank you so much. All the kids released to Sunday school. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, friends, it's good to be here with you today, but I have to tell you, I have a sadness on my heart. I don't know. Anybody else a FIFA fan? No. Okay. Well, the United States lost yesterday. The World Cup is going on. And so even if you're not a big soccer fan, you may have been noticing in the news that there's a lot about soccer lately. And there's some fun commercials, you know, with, you know, famous, you know, footballers, actual soccer players versus the football players, and what is really soccer, what is football, which one's better, which one's the actual name of the sport. Well, anyway, the U.S. lost yesterday in the World Cup, and it was rather unfortunate. You know, we always like to see our team do well. But in that, I was curious if any of you happened to see any sort of footage, videos, or anything like that about the Japanese team. Did you see that? So what's curious about the Japanese team is they have been doing very well. But what's interesting about what they have been doing is that they, in true form to the Japanese, clean up after themselves at the game when they leave as spectators. All right? So if you haven't seen this, it's fascinating, okay? And you don't have to like soccer or anything like that in order to just Google this. But what the Japanese spectators will do, will bring in empty garbage bags, they'll go into the stadium, they're having a raucous good time. Of course, we know that there's no alcohol this time around, right? But they'll have this wonderful time, they'll be eating food and celebrating and, you know, all this good stuff. And then, when at the end of the game, they pass around these empty garbage bags and they pick up in the middle of the seats throughout the stadium and they leave the whole area spotless. Weird, huh? Imagine that, just like our parents taught us to clean up after yourselves, to leave it cleaner than you actually arrived, right? What's fascinating about this is the sense of respect that the Japanese have, not only for the game of soccer, but they do this, as I have learned, in their own country. You know, the kids, they don't leave it up to the teachers to clean up after school or at the end of the day in their classrooms. The kids take out the garbage, the kids pick up, the kids clean. And so they've taken this as a sense of pride around the world that they as spectators are the darndest, cleanest people around. And even the players themselves, again, Google it, check it out, ask, in, you know, Mr. Google, just type in the search engine there. Players, soccer players, Japanese locker room. And you will see that they left their dirty clothes folded. When was the last time any of us folded our dirty clothes, right? Water bottles put away, everything nice and tidy, cleaned up. And for them, again, this sense of pride to say, we want to be good guests. We want to be good hosts when you come to visit us, but we want to be good guests. And we take this sense of cleaning and of reflection of how people perceive us to heart. And so we want to be the purest people possible. So just a fascinating little nugget of how people perceive what it means to be a guest, or how to receive people. And here at Crossroads, you're in this season that we're preparing for guests, right? It's a season of Advent. And likewise, you'll hear passages like you just did today from Isaiah, from the Gospel of Mark, where indeed these prophets, these foretellers, that something or someone is going to be coming. And we need to be ready. We need to prepare ourselves. That's certainly what I heard this morning when we had those three different announcements, right? We've got the concert this afternoon in order to bring that spiritual sense to the season in the way that music can do that like no other. We've got the cookie walk and the other ways that we reach out to the community to say, this is a special time of year for us. And we hope, we want it to be a special time of year for you too. And even that announcement that Chris was making, talking about the ways for us to be in service right now, that indeed this season is not about us, right? It's about those who don't know Christ. And to prepare ourselves, our places of worship, our spaces, our homes, in ways that someone else can feel like a holy guest coming into a sacred space. Now, I have to admit to you that I'm not always the best when it comes to being the cleanup crew, kind of getting ready. What I actually do, and it was demonstrated for a little bit at Thanksgiving. So I really like to prepare. I love food. I love inviting people. And I was really sick this year, so we didn't, unfortunately, have any guests. But I do all this food, right? And I am loving on this food. And we're going to have a great feast for all the family and friends who are coming. And then what's happening on the inside of my heart as I watch people watch the game and they won't get out of their chairs when I say 10 minutes, 5 minutes, dinner's ready, and where are they still? They're sitting in front of the TVs. I can see you laughing because I know what you're talking about, right? There's a spiritual sense for us too that in this season, in those small moments, and in the big moments where we need to spiritually prepare ourselves as well. Because we're really good, especially as Methodists, right? We like to do. We are good at doing. We are good at serving. But we do need to take those small steps to sit back, think and center ourselves that something holy is coming to us. And that we need to spiritually prepare ourselves. So, you know, in and amongst all the Christmas presents and Christmas trees and everything that's physical and material outside of us, that what we are really being called to do is a spiritual assignment of readying our hearts to be good and kind and loving to one another. So that, Amanda, when you have all that family there and you're getting so excited and you made the perfect little meal and you made the perfect, you know, spread for everybody to share, how's my attitude going to be? I need to work on that. And I don't know, maybe you do too. That in the busyness of the season, we not forget what it's about. That even when we're stressed and we're hurried, and time doesn't seem to allow for us to do the most basic things for one another, we do so. And so maybe we give the people in the living room 15 minutes to decide to come into the kitchen instead of just 10, right? This is a gift for us in the new season. Advent begins the Christmas year, or the Christian year. And so with each candle, we better our preparation to say, I am getting closer and closer to holding this space that God could indeed come not only into the world, but into my heart, and I will be born again into a new way of living. And so it is my hope for all of you here at Crossroads, in your own lives, in your own families, here in your beautiful community of Wanakee, that you remember to push the presence aside and the busyness aside, and that the cleaning up that we need to do is not only on the exterior, but it is indeed on the interior of readying ourselves for something holy and mystical that we as Christians get to receive. And so we await, we prepare, and we clean up, awaiting the coming of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.